First round means make his dam. Somebody has bloodletting. Minak suffer from the shoulders. He lets them take the blood out. For Leimashi Yod, he doesn't wash his hands afterwards. He's also Mefachet Shiva Yemen. He's going to have fear for 7 days. He's going to be in a matzav of fear. Tishokel Mezaya. If somebody cuts his hair, for Leimashi Yod, he doesn't wash his hands afterwards. He's also Mefachet Lasa Yemen. You're going to be in a matzav, you'll be scared for 3 days and you won't know why you're scared. The shakel tufraya, somebody cuts off his nails, for loymashi yodi, does not wash his hands, is also mefachit chadayomi. He's going to have a scare, fear, for 1 day, and not going to know why. For loyodi may come mefachit, he's not going to know why he's going to be afraid. So tomorrow, yoda ausya darga lepachta. Shvam yoda usta, shirobil aniach yodoi al svosoi eitzanachirav. Somebody that's struggle putting his mouth near his nose. He keeps on putting it between the lips and his nose. That's where he keeps on putting his hands. Is Yoda Usya, somebody puts his hand near his nose and his lips, is Darga Lepachta. That's Darga Basrachi Sulam. It's like a ladder. Federichu Lalis Olav Pachet Ruach Ra. That's a ladder to let the Ruach Ra come upon you that you're going to be in fear. You're going to have fear. It's no good to keep your hands near your nose all the time. What about Yoda Apusio? Apusio Meitzach. You put your hands on your forehead all the time. You keep your hands on the forehead. Is Darga Lashinsa. That's a Darga, it's a ladder to put you to sleep. It'll make you sleepy. But don't keep your hands on your forehead all the time. Is Tona. We learned. Oichlenu Mashkin. Tacha Samita. Somebody stores food or drinks underneath his bed. Is Afilo Mechupa Mekli Barzel. Even if you cover it up in an iron chest, is Ruach Ra Asher Aleim. It's not a good thing. There's going to be a Mazikim, a Ruach Ra is going to be upon them. That's also brought down, that you shouldn't store food underneath your bed. The only place they have to store something under the bed, they shouldn't keep it under the bed. At least food you shouldn't keep under your bed. What? Well, also you shouldn't keep under your bed. I'm not sure. Here, question talking about something you want to drink and eat. I'm not sure about that. What? Huh? Doesn't help. As I was saying, I feel that you have mamash and iron covered with iron. I feel that the kli barzel, even if it's covered up in the iron chest here, don't help you. The ruach ra gets in there. So under your bed, you shouldn't store food. Tana rabbanim, lo yish to odem mayim, a person should not drink water, lo b'leil revius, not on Tuesday night, for lo b'leil shabbosis, and not on Shabbos night. The inshos, a person drinks water, dama b'roishe, he's like putting his blood in his head, mifnei sakona. There's a sakona that you have to be careful. There's some danger. My sakona, what's the danger? Ruach ra. You should know there's ruach ra, there's a mazit that's going to come there at this time. Shoshvam says anything. Le revisin, Ali learns b'loy ner, only if you don't have a candle. Means in the dark. In the dark, you shouldn't drink it. Master, if you have a candle, that will be alright. So we drink in the light, it'll be alright. Doesn't mean in the dark room, you shouldn't drink. Weiter. V'yim tzochi maitakanti, the guy's in a dark room, or he's outside in the dark, and he gets thirsty. What should he do? He can't, Tuesday night, what's going to do? He gets thirsty. His name will let him say, Shiva Koilis. Let him say these tzukim that have the word koil 7 times. Shoma David alamayim. That David said about the water. For hoda nishtin, then he could drink, then it'll be alright. Shinema the pasuk says, Koil Hashem alamoyim. Hashem's koil was about the water. Keil hakovoid hirim. Also, the covet of Hashem is also hear me here. Hashem al mayim rabin. Kol Hashem b'koyach, Kol Hashem b'hoder. Kol Hashem shever rozin. V'yishaber Hashem asazli avonin. Kol Hashem chaytsev l'havei seish. Kol Hashem yochil midbar. Yochil Hashem midbar kodesh. Kol Hashem yuchel al ayolois. V'yechasayif yorois. Uveicholoi kula yoymer. Kula yoymer kovet. These are the psukim you should say. The 7 words are currently here. You say these psukim, that will take away the mazik, and then it'll be all right to drink the water on Tuesday night or on Shabbos night. Niloi, yeah. Let's say he can't say these psukim, he doesn't know these psukim. Neimahochi, we have something else for him to say. Olemahochi, let him say these words. Lul, Shofon, Anigrun, Anigdafun. That's what he should say. Why, I don't know. Trashi Lochishu, it's a type of a lochish, to me, it's not a real, it's like a remedy. Say these words, these things will save you from the mazikim. Vaita, ben kuchvei yasivna. If somebody, and he should also say this, that I'm sitting in between the stars. Ben kuchvei yasivna. Ben Belia Shemini Yalvilna. I'm going between lean people and fat people. That's what he should say. If you say this lachash, that also the Mazikim Vaisas won't bother you drinking the water on Tuesday night and Shabbos night. Viloy, you can't say this either. If you have another person with you, Nisare, wake him up, like, let him come with you, and tell Tim, say like this, Tim, this man, the son of this man, the son of this father, is very thirsty for water, and then you can drink the water. If you say this, also the mazikim won't bother you. Yeah. And if you can't even do this, nobody else is around, and you're thirsty, again, Friday night, or else on Tuesday night, in the dark room, is mekarkesh nichtiv to achatzva. Take your barrel, and take the cover of the barrel, and bang it on the barrel, and make this noise. Then you can drink the water, then he won't bother you. V'loi, if you can't do this, nishtiba midi, v'hoden nishti. If you can't do this, v'loi, nishtiba midi, throw something into the water, v'hoden nishti, then drink it. So it could be this is the meaning. Some people have a meaning that before they drink water, they add something into it. But we're afraid here, the Tuesday night and Friday night, the Eitzer is, the last Eitzer is, pour something into the water. Then it'll be all right. Tana Rabbanin. Lo yishte adam mayim. Persons should not drink water. Loi min on the horis, not from the rivers. Loi min agama, not from the pools, balayla. At night time, you shouldn't go down to the river and drink the water. V'yim shasa, if somebody does drink, is Dom of Roshi is putting his blood in his head, but they ask Sakana because there's danger. My Sakana, what's the danger? Sakonesh Shiriri. The mazik here upon the rivers and upon the pools at night time, that mazik is called Shiriri. That's the mazik's name. Vitzochi Mai, Takante. The person is thirsty, what is he going to do? He's very thirsty, now it's at night time. The only water he has is the water from the river, the water from the pools. What should he do? Is the Yika Inish Badeh, if somebody else is near him, Lay, let him tell this person, say this lachas, like this remedy, Palmya Barpanisa, like this Ruvain, the son of Shimon, Sachinamai is very thirsty for water, and then go and drink it. Viloi, if you have nobody else around, Viloi, Lema Iulanashi, let him tell himself, Palmya Omrali, this Ploni, like Ruvain told me, that it's Plauna Omrali, plus Ruvain told me, Ime, his mother, is Doyer was very careful. Mishriri from Shviri, Shviriri, Beriri, Riri, Yiri, Ri, Tchina, then Tchina Mayan is very thirsty for water, Bechostich Yura. And with a white glass, that's what he should say. If he says these words, then he's alright. So a type of malachash to get rid of the mazik, that the mazik Shariri won't bother you. Right. So Mishnah now says, V'afilu minatamchi. The Mishnah says that somebody is poor, a filu onishavi Yisrael, has the chiyuv to drink dalad kaisas Pesach by night. And if he doesn't have enough money, he has to get the money. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. Afilu menatamchi, even the person is so poor that he doesn't have enough money to even have two sudis, two meals, which then he's allowed to collect from the tamchi, which is a special kupa for tzedakah that they gave out every single day to give you two meals worth. So if you're so poor, still you have a chiyuv to get money to buy the dalad kaisas. So either the Mishnah, the Rashbam says in the Mishnah, either it means that the Gabbai stuck on every Pesach has to give you the money for dalad kaisas, or else it means you have to go around yourself and beg and ask money to get money for dalad kaisas. That's the chiddush in the Mishnah. So that no matter how poor you are, you have a chiv upon yourself to get the money to have dalad kaisas. You can't say, I'm too poor, I can't afford the money. For dalad kaisas, there's a chiv upon you to get the money. So the Mar Pshita, Avada, like, what's the difference if he's taking money from the Tamchui? I'd rather he has to have dalad kaisas. Like, why not? Yeah. And the Gemara, let's richa ala filu Rabbi Kiva. The chiddush of the Mishnah is, even according to Rabbi Kiva Shita, the Yomer of Kiva Shita is, Asei Shabbat Chochoyl v'yatistaruch labriyas. To Santa Maisa. If Kiva holds that a person is very poor, and he doesn't have money to buy Suda Shabbos. He doesn't have money to buy Tutu Chalons for Shabbos. He doesn't have money to buy even wine. So what should you do? So one minute gives, if you're so poor, go around, collect money, and get money for somebody else, so they do the mitzvahs. A covered Shabbos, or Einik Shabbos. Rabbi Kiva Shita is not like that. Rabbi Kiva Shita is, if you're so poor, Asei Shabbat Chachol. You have a right to be Noeg like Chol on Shabbos. But you can't do Malachis. But just means you don't have to have special food for Shabbos. If you can't afford it, you can't. The Al-Tasaruch Labrius. It's better to be that way than to go around and beg from other people, take money from other people.
So, according to Rabbi Kiva, I would think, who are din by Pesach by night? If you're so poor, you don't have money, you're not mechuyev to get the old cases. Kamash v'la, no. That here there's a chiyev. Of a hocha, mishum pesum anisa, moidi. But here Rabbi Kiva is moida, that mishum pesum anisa, didn't you to drink the dal kaisis? And we say the dal l'shen ishagula, who'll be repassed from the nest of Yitzias Mitzrayim, so there is this inyan, say even a nani has to go around and beg and get money in order to have the dal kaisis. Tanya. Tanya de Ve'elio. Afal pi shom Rabbi Kiva, even though Rabbi Kiva, said, that asei Shabbat tachol, it's better for you to make your Shabbos choyl. In other words, don't have food, don't have good food for Shabbos, be at the Storach Labrius, rather than going and bothering other people. That's what the Kiva says. Avi Shino, Oisu Dova Muet Potech Beisai. But something special you have to have for Shabbos. Mani, what is this something special? A Merapapa Kisa the Harsna. A type of a dish made out of fish. Some type of a fish dish, that's what you should have. And it's something you have to have for the Kavod Shabbos. Just means you don't have to go and borrow money or take money from other people in order to give you to have a nice suda, to have basar, to have yayin. But something you should have the Kavod Shabbos. Yeah. Just none, like we learned. We have Yehuda ben Tamer Weimer. See what Eva says. Have a az kinomer. Supposed to be strong like a panther, the cow can nester and be swift like a nest like an eagle. Rot ketzvi could run fast like a deer. The giba kari and be strong like a lion. Lasus with son of Yichus Shemayim to do the rotsin of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So this is the mother. What's it got to do with us here? So it means to say that what that even though you're so poor and you don't have anything, but a kopon and something you should do. Like, put all your strength into you to have something special for Shabbos. Even though it's a small dish of fish, still you should do it. Now, halacha, there are different shailas. It depends upon the person. If the person is such a person that's so poor, and he does not go around to ask tzedakah, he wants to be nerd like Rabbi Kiva, you have the right to. You have a right to say, I'm too poor, I don't have money right now, I can't afford to make kavod Shabbos. You don't have the chiyuv to do it. But if you are a person that does go around collecting tzedakah, because you have no income at all, the only thing you do is you go around collecting money, so you are a person that takes your ready money from people, then you have a chiyuv to take money for Shabbos, to have a suda Shabbos. Then you don't have Rabbi Kiva's heter. Rabbi Kiva's heter is, if you want to be a person that you don't want to take from other people, you have a right to. But you can't take anything from anybody else. Just work, you do what you have. And if you don't have too much, so you don't have. There's another midah though. There's a midah though, like a normal people, that they have money, they make a living, just certain times you're low. So what do you do when you're low? You don't have money right now. You borrow money, almanash, you pay it back later. So if you're a person like that, then you have a chiyuv to borrow money for Shabbos. That's not your b'kivah's eitzah. In other words, that's not really called on being matshriach other people. It's not I'm taking the b'tarah tzedakah. So I'm borrowing money now, and that's the way I live. Sometimes I have money, I'll pay it back later. Right now, everything's business going bad, but I don't have money right now. So right now, I'll take a loan, and I'll live right now normal, and later I'll pay it back. So a person like that, Avada, has the chiyuv also to borrow money for Shabbos. There's a mitzvah signing Shabbos. If that the Rabbi Kiva is only if you're such a person that the chla you don't have an income like, and your mamas just live on the 2 cents you have. If you're such a person like that, you have a right even on Shabbos also to live that way. But I call upon him something special for Shabbos you should do. So my son, I don't know any pattern like that. It's a big madrid to be something like that. Usually, Baruch Hashem, most people, everybody has something. So then the dinya, if you do have something, even though you're low right now, havadi you have a chiyuv to have a nice suda on Shabbos, and to spend money on the covered Shabbos on your Shabbos. But for out the way, the Gemara in Beitzah says that all your money is ksuvim Rosh Hashanah, ad Rosh Hashanah, chutz maitzoy Shabbos v'yam tovim. As much money as you're going to spend for Shabbos and Yom Tov, that the Eibishter gives you. It's like a mashal, if you spend it, for sure the Eibishter will give you back that money. What you spend on other things, it's not zikha. That the mashal, like the Eibishter gives you a certain amount of money. So really, you have to be careful, because if you spend too much one place, you're going to lose out someplace else, because you only get certain schum Hashem gives you. But the tzoyes you put into Shabbos for Yom Tov, that's not on your cheshbon, that's on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. So right, the first shame is Shalom, yes, of Aaron to tell him, Lakewood. I was very lachru, according to that Gemara, every guy, mama, should buy the best of the best. You should buy the most expensive, the rib steaks. Every Shabbos, buy the most expensive food. Go to Judy Weiss and order a ganze meal there. Spend $100 for each food on Shabbos, I was like, what's the shir? Lachru, it's not on your cheshbon, it's on the Eibishter's cheshbon. So he wanted to say, avodah only depends upon everybody's madrega, the status that you're at. In other words, you have a certain status the way you eat normal. Certain times you have a little nicer meal, sometimes not so nice. So then the covered Shabbos, you have to have a nice meal. Now don't be stingy. But to go out of your category, to stop spending, just for Shabbos, I'll go and jump, you know, five steps higher, and stop spending $1,000 for every meal on Shabbos, that you don't have that before. It just means you shouldn't be stingy with covered Shabbos. You have to know the money you spend on this covered Shabbos, that the Eibishter will give you back. But that's a normal madrega. But the Kiva's madrega is a third madrega. That's somebody that doesn't have money, just doesn't have. And he doesn't take from anybody else. He just lives on the 2 pennies he has. So he has the right to make Shabbos like Chol. Like he's not going to have anything special to cover Shabbos. But Lashem Kein, Pesach by night, that's the Chiddush of Al-Mishnah, how Koponim he has the Chiyas to have Dal Kaisis. You have to matzich and borrow money or take stock or collect money to get your Dal Kaisis. You have no ptur not to have Dal Kaisis. Right. Tana Rabbon, Shiva Dvorim, Siva Rabbi Akiva, Siv Yeshua Benoi, 7 things Rabbi Akiva told of Yeshua, his son of Yeshua. Told him 7 things. What did he tell him? Beni, my son, Al Teisha V'goyva Shalir. Don't sit in the high places of the city. There should be like a big bagaj in it. Shvam said, no. Yeah. Shvam's gear says Yeshua Ben Korcha. As we have, as Yeshua Benoi, it was Yeshua Ben Korcha. Rashi says, "Oyrasam, who benoi, who ben Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva Korachoya. Has Yeshua ben Korcha really was Yeshua ben Akiva? And Rabbi Akiva was called Korachoya. They mean the Masechta Bechoris. Kochach mi Yisrael doim lefonos uklipas Hashum. Chutz min a Korach hazeh. That was his nickname, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva told his son Rabbi Yeshua, "Al teisha begoyve shlir. The Tishne means makim shebenei ir oivrim v'shovim v'yavatlam yasudechem mishtasechem." Is don't learn in a high place, the Goyva Shalir, the Tishne, don't learn there. Is don't sit and learn the Goyva Shalir. Means in a place where everybody walks back and forth. Because they'll stop you from learning. You'll have too much patolo there. The Altida, the ear, Sherosher, Tamir Chachomin. And don't live in a city that the head, the government, the president of the city is a Talmud Chachim. So why? So Rashbam Posh the Svara. The Torah, the Girs of La Torah, the middle of the Siburin. If the governor, the head of the city. The mayor is going to be a Talmud Chacham. He's going to be busy learning the whole day. He's not going to have no time to take care of the city. You're going to have a broken pipe, a broken street. He'll never come to fix it. So don't live in a city if the mayor is a Talmud Chacham. A mayor has to be a mayor that takes care of the city, not a Talmud Chacham. The Altikonet Lebeit Chopisim. Don't walk into your house suddenly. Kol Shechem Lebeit Chavercha. Vav, you shouldn't walk into somebody else's house suddenly. There's knock on the door first. The Altimna Manolim Raglecha. Always walk with shoes. Don't ever walk out without shoes. So Shbam says, Letikones Bebeischa Pislim. Elihi Shomas Kolcha. Let your voice be heard first. Koydim Boya Dilma of the Milsa Tsniusa. Maybe they're undressed. They're doing some Tsniusa. It's not nice. So always let your voice be heard before you come in. And Yav Yerchenen, Ki Yavi Ayah Lebeisim Menane. Used to shake like Mishim Shinema. The Nishma Koyle Bevoya Lakoydish. Used to shake. The Atimna Manolim Melecha Shignaya Dova Talmud Chochem Shielach Yochem. It's a big night. It's not nice for Talmud Chochem to walk barefoot. You know what I mean? Hossam. Like the morning Shabbos we had, Yim Chorodim Koma Shiesh Tov Yikach Manolim Meragla. Sell everything you have and buy shoes for your feet. The kids, to make sure you're always wearing shoes. Hashkein the Echol Bekayit. Get up early and eat in the summer. Bifnei Acham, before the sun comes down and makes it too hot. Or Bacharif in the winter Bifnei Atzin. Eat before it gets too cold. Or because of the cold. Hashbam Hishkim Yochel. Mikra Nafkalon from a posse above a kamam. La yira v'la yitzamu v'la yikam shara v'shemesh. So kids, before it gets too hot, too cold, you should eat. V'yasei Shabbat l'chol. This is what Rabbi Akiva told his son. If you're so poor you don't have money, you're allowed to make your Shabbos like chol. V'yatistaruch l'briyas. And don't come out, you don't have to beg and ask from other people. If you want to. If you're that madrega. V'yavimishtadil im odom sh'ashom etzachek gloy. If you ever see a person that has a good mazel, the time is like happy to him, in other words, everything is going good for him, do business with him. Now what does that mean, Mishtadl? Omer Rapapa, Loy Lemizra doesn't mean to sell things to him, to buy things from him. V'loy Lezvunilei, and not to sell things to him. Elo, it means Lemezra Chutfes Badei, go become partners with him. If you see a guy that has a good mazel, things are going good for him, so become a partner with him, he'll get a good business deal. But the Bahashtu the Yomer of Shmuel Rav Yitzchok. My distiv, what does the Pasuk say in Yiv? My say Yodov, Birchas, Birachto, anything I did got a brochom, it's called Anoito Prutum Yiv. The Pasuk means to say, whoever would take even a pruta, a penny, away from Yiv, is Mizbarach, he would get a brochom. So you see what, that if you have a good mazel, you get a brocha. So really it's a saginor, possibly Eve, the mazel was dead. But just a saginor, not a lush light. If somebody has a good mazel, you get a good brocha. So then, afilu lemizva minei, just to buy from him, is also a good thing. Luzvunulei, to sell to him, is also shapadami. If any little business action you do with that person, you'll also get a brocha from him. So not only do you have to be a partner with him, but it's enough just to buy yourself from him, or to him. So the Marach Hamisha Dvorim, Tziva Rabbi Kiva Es Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi. Five things Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi. Tishua Yechov Jabei Sasurim, when Rabbi Kiva was in prison. Is Omaloi, so Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi went to visit his Rabbi Rabbi Kiva when he was in prison. So Omaloi, he told Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi, told his Rabbi, Rabbi, Lemaratonu Torah, teach me Torah now. Oma, so Rabbi Kiva answered back, Eini Melamdecha, no, I'm not going to teach you no Torah now. Omaloi, so Rabbi Shimon Nechoi said back to him, "In Eina Tom Alamdeni, if you're not going to teach me Torah, I'm going to go back to my father Yechoi, it's Rabbi Shimon Ben Yechoi, I'm going to go back to my father Yechoi, I'm going to give you over to the Malchus." So the Mr. Modli was in jail already. What means to give him over to the Malchus? It means I'll tell on you worse things. So Shvam learns that on any Rabbi Kiva didn't want to learn Torah with him. He said, "Why not?" On any malamdecho, shalafi shoya osik b'atayra nitfas termin b'brochis. That was the gemaisa in more brochis. That because he was learning Torah b'rabim, the goyim took him and put him into jail. So the chura, that's why now Rabbi Kiva did not want to learn Torah with Hashem and Nechoi, because he didn't want to get him in trouble. Like Hashem and Nechoi would get him to jail then. So I don't know what Klover answered in the back. So Hashem and Nechoi told him, "But you should know, if you're not going to teach me, I'm going to tell my father, and he'll tell on you to the malchus." But the chur is in jail already. Sign the means, I'll get you into more trouble, I'll get you in more, worse things. Now, Omar Loi, so Rabbi Kiva sold back to him like this, Vini, my son, Yab Shimon Yechoi, like, Yoysim Imasha Ego Reitzel Yonik, more than the calf wants a nurse from his mother, Pora Reitzel Honik. Does the mother want a nurse to the kid? Now, the person that gives wants to give more than the person that takes. Now, as he meant to say, Neil, really, Avada Mir Rabbi Kiva, I want to teach you Torah, much more than you want to learn from me. But I'm afraid, Pasha. I'm afraid if I teach you Torah, you'll be the sakana, the goyim will put you in jail also. Omar loy, so Rabbi Shimon answered back, Omi the sakana, who's in the sakana? Follow Yego the sakana. If you're not going to nurse, like if the mother doesn't nurse, who's in sakana? The Yego's in sakana. So Melo knows, I don't care. So Shbam says, Omar Rabbi Shimon Yechoi, Omi the sakana, Follow Yego the sakana, Malacha the kachel, what do you care? I'm in trouble. I want to be in trouble. I want to learn Torah. Is Omar loy. So Rabbi Kiva told him these five things. In the kashta lichonek, if you want to like hang yourself, is hitla bilen godel. Hang yourself on a big, strong tree. What does that mean? Rashbam. In the kashta lichonek, is hitla bilen godel. Leimar. Dova sheyishma lebrias. Like if you want to say something over to the people, say it over in somebody's name, a chosh of a person. The yikabu bimoch, and they'll accept it from you. Since I talk about hanging, nokat hitla hanging bilon means lean mother from their rab, and there is learned from a chosh of a rebbe. The oimesh muoisav mishvoi, and say over your learning in your rebbe's name. Then people will be makabel, they will accept it. As though you stand say over what you hold, they'll say, "Who are you? I don't want to listen to you." But if you say, "This is what my rebbe said," that's a good thing. They'll be makabel from you. Ukeshatem alam edes bincha, when you teach your kid Torah, lamdeyu b'seifa muga. Make sure the safe you're learning for is exact, has no mistakes in it. It should be a safe muga was checked out. Mahi, what does that mean? That means a new one. Why? In other words, have a new safer, don't have one that has a mistake. Because the mistake, once it goes into you, it doesn't come out. In other words, when you learn with a new kid, teach him clearly the exact way. Because when you have a mistake at the beginning, and Rashi says, the chadatah means, Kishatinik maskul lumod mechodesh. When you have a young child first learning to learn, when you teach him, the Rebbe should not make any mistakes. Because any mistake you teach a kid, when the mistake goes in, it goes in, it doesn't come out so fast. That's what he meant to say. When you're teaching a young kid, make sure everything you teach him is exactly. Don't make any mistakes. Right. Loitavasho b'kdeiro shabisho b'chavercha.
Don't cook in a pot that your friend cooked in. What does that mean, manu? It means gerusha. It means don't marry a lady that somebody else divorced. V'chaya b'alo, when the first husband is still alive. Now, if Reuven divorced his wife, Kozman Reuven is alive, you should not marry his wife. Tiyomamar, because we learned, Gorush Shanosha Grusha. Let's say a man that got divorced, married a divorced lady. Is Arba Deis Pamita. When these two people now are going to have Tashmish, they're going to be four people in their minds. In other words, the husband is going to think about his first wife, and this wife right now, and the wife right now is going to think about her first husband and this husband. So there's going to be four people thought about, and that's not nice. Hadrashbam says, Arba Deis, Bishat Tashmish. The husband's going to think about his first wife. The Zoyf Labayla Rishon, and the second wife is going to think about her first husband. The Tanya, we learned, Lo Yishamish Odem Es Ishto Yitin Ein Nabi Yishacheres. You're not supposed to have Tashmish with your wife, and think about another wife, another lady. The Yibon of Kroivel Mamzerim, and your children will be something like a Mamzer. Hanik Royim B'nei Gerusha Saleid. It's to the kid of a Gerusha Saleid, that your mind was thinking about another lady. And that's not nice. So Melo, that's what told his son, never marry the Grusha when the first husband is still alive. The boy is saying, another terrorist he meant to say, isn't that filled Amona? No. Even if the first husband died, still don't marry an Amona. Why? Lefi Shein, Kolat Boy Shavis.